Jar by Ellie Pick.
Bishus kol hakol hakol shaze. What am I meant to be thinking when I hear tekiyas shofar? What am I meant to be doing? Obviously, I'm going to make sure the kids are not making a noise, and obviously, I'm not going to be thinking of what I'm going to have for lunch, and I'm going to make sure that I don't start looking at the Baal Tekeh and wondering why his black girdle doesn't match to his white kittel. What am I meant to be thinking? A friend of mine asked his Rav, he was blowing the shofar, he said, what should I be thinking? And the Rav said, concentrate that you are doing the notes properly. And the other question which we would like to ask today is, apart from what we are doing when we hear Tekiyas Shofar, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing when he hears the Tekiyas Shofar? We know from the Sadi Gaon that one thinks of 10 things when one hears Tekiyas Shofar. It talks about Briyas Olam, and that represents Hashem's Malchus, and we talk about HaMelech HaKadosh, and the emphasis of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. He lists the idea of a reminder of a Teshuvah, it's a wake-up call. We remember Ma'amad Har Sinai, of course, when we said Nasa V'Nishma. And Nishma doesn't just mean listening, it can mean understanding. Shall I pause? Ashre Om Yodei Tzerua. A person has to know what the Tzerua is about, not just the one who hears the Tzerua. Yodei Tzerua is linked to the idea of Naset V'Nishma and Matan Torah. So we say Lishmua Kol Shofar, to understand what the Shofar is for. We have to remember the Divrei Hanaviim. We pray for the Beis Hamikdosh to be rebuilt. And remember the Akedah, Akedas Yitzchok. When Hashem hears the shofar, he links it to Akedas Yitzchok. Says the Shem Shmuel that when there's a hidden deed, it doesn't possess the power to affect future generations. But when something is public and revealed, like the Akedah was, it has an effect on all future Doros. The Yirash Zaracha, as it says in the Akedah. So we benefit from Akedas Yitzchok at the time of hearing the shofar, and Hashem remembers Akedas Yitzchok, and that is a zechus for us. It's the idea of surrendering to Hashem's authority. Yitzchok's Mesiras Nefesh, etc. We'll come back to that. The other idea of Tekiyas Shofar is it provokes an arousal, like a fear. There's the Yom HaDin of the future. There's the ingathering of the exiles, Kavitz Nidcham Yisrael, and Tchias HaMesim. Those are the 10. But the MS, the Masevet Tal Lechaim says, is really the first thing you have to do when you're thinking of Tekiyas Shofar is one thing which is even more important than all those 10 things of the Sadi Gaon. What is that? Hashem says, blow. You are fulfilling the command of Hashem to listen to the shofar. That's what you're thinking of. I'm doing what Hashem told me to do. And that might sound simple and straightforward, but really it says in the Pasuk, Tiku b'chod ha-shofar b'kese le-yom chageinu, ki chok li-Yisrael hu. Chok means there's no reason given. It's a chok. And therefore you do it because that is the gzera of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you're thinking when you hear Tekiyas Shofar. Nevertheless, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Teshuvah Perek Gimel, he says, even though Tekiyas Shofar is Gezeras HaKosev, you do it simply because Hashem told you to, there is a hint to the reason, Uri Sheni Mishenaschem, wake up from your sleep. It's a wake-up call for those who are in slumber, to do Teshuvah and so on, especially those who get caught up by Hevel Zaman and they forget the truth. So Hashem is calling to them and says, work for yourself. So even though it's a Gezeres HaKosev, and the Torah says, blow so you blow, there is the idea of the wake-up call for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom HaDin. So the Shofar has a special power. As many Meforshim say, it reaches those parts of you which which tefillah doesn't reach. And therefore it's got this inner calling and this he'irus for teshuva. There's an interesting story which is given by the Mogen Avraham. Now the Mogen Avraham doesn't usually tell stories. He's giving halachas. But he says a little story in Tov Kuf Pehe. He says it once happened that Nebuch the Baal Tekeah couldn't get a sound out of his shofar. We all know the story. We've all seen it once or twice. Nebuch, you feel very sorry for the Baal Tekeah. He tries and he tries. He can't get a sound out of the shofar. So what does the Magen Avraham say? It said it once happened that somebody couldn't get the sound out of the shofar. So what did he do? He turned his shofar round. He spoke into the wide part of the shofar, not the narrow part. And he said a pasuk. He said, "Vi naam Hashem elokeinu aleinu umasi odeinu kano aleinu umasi odeinu kano nehu." And then he turned it back round again. And he managed to blow. Strange thing for the Magen Avraham to talk about. When you're doing halachas, it's the do's and don'ts and the minhagim, but what is he talking about here? Is he talking about a nes, or is he talking about a segula? He doesn't normally talk about segulas. What to do if you can't get a sound out of the shofar. What was the kavanah of the Magen Avraham? And there's another question. What is the idea of this pasuk v'yi noam? It's really a pasuk to do with the construction of the Mishkan. What's his connection with shofar? Surely he should have said some other pasuk like Olo Elokim b'Sruah Hashem b'Kol Shofar or something like that. And then the third question is, why did he turn the shofar upside down? Why did he speak into the wide part and not into the narrow part? So the someone called the Talmud Rebbe, Rav Yitzchok Menachem Weinberg, gave this answer. He said, the Magen Avraham isn't just giving a story, he isn't just talking about segulas or nisim. He's sending through a very important message. A message for Rosh Hashanah, a message for Tishri, a message for our whole lives. And what is that message? And that is, we daven to Hashem to help us. We think that He will give us the salvation, He'll give us the result that we need, but we have to do our bit. What's the idea of the Mishkan, v'inam? Because the Mishkan was built by ourselves. We needed the Siyata Dishmaya. We couldn't have done it without him. We needed the Chochma given to Bezalel and others in order to build the Mishkan. But we had to set about to do it. We had to do our bit. And it's the same with Tkiyas Shofar. Even though he says, Hashem is going to turn his Midas Hadin into his Midas Rachamim. When he hears the Tkiyas Shofar, we have to do our bit by actually blowing it. And the third thing he says is, why did he blow into the wide end? When you blow into the narrow end, it's min ha-meitzah karosikah. Meitzah is the narrow bit. But onanu b'merchavyo, when we want Hashem to answer us, we want him to answer us with expanse, with greatness, b'merchavko. And that's why he spoke into the wide bit. So it's up to us to fix it, to approach Yom HaDin in that manner. So the message which came out from the Tolna Rebbe was that when Hashem is hearing the shofar, he turns his Midas Adin to his Midas Rachamim. Where does this come from? The Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Emor. Yehuda ben Reb Nachman Posach, Olo Elokim b'Sruah Hashem b'Kol Shofar. The Posach says that Elokim is Midas Adin, but as a result of the blowing, Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Midas Rachamim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in judgment, at the time when the Jewish people are going to blow the shofar, Hashem gets up from the Kisei Din, and what's even more important, Hashem turns it all around just by hearing the shofar. What is the significance? What is the power of the sound of the shofar that Hashem decides to change his Midas Adin to his Midas Rachamim? I mean, it's a fantastic deal. Can you imagine if you've done a crime and you're standing in court, at Manchester Crown Court, and you've got the jury looking at you, and you say, I'm sorry, I've done teshuva for what I've done. Are you going to get away with it? You might get a lesser sentence or something like that if you show remorse, but you know, you still get the punishment. Hashem is changing his whole Midas Din to Midas Rachamim simply because you say, I've done teshuva, simply because you blow this shofar. What sort of sound is the shofar? It's not even a proper musical instrument. You never hear it when you hear some sort of classical music or an opera. What is this magic of the tzikias shofar? It's a power. All right, we said it's a wake-up call. Remember, we also spoke about Akedas Yitzchok. When Hashem remembers Akedas Yitzchok, why? Because Yitzchok made himself so subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that zechus of V'yirash Zarecho is also mashpia on us. That is the influence of Tekiyas Shofar. How important, therefore, is the sound of the shofar connecting with the Avodas Hashem we showed with Akedas Yitzchok, with the way Yitzchok behaved? Well, that's very nice, but there comes from this a very difficult question. We've said that the shofar changes midas din to midas rachamim. So shofar is not just a mitzvah. If we don't keep shofar, there's a sakana involved. Our lives would be in danger if we don't blow the shofar, and Hashem therefore does not change his midas din to midas rachamim. All our lives are in danger. We've got a problem. It's more significant than mezuzah. Mezuzah is a mitzvah, but we also say there's a sakana if you don't put up a mezuzah on your door. So shofar is an inyan of sakana. It's an inyan of pikuach nefesh. And pikuach nefesh is doiches Shabbos. If that's the case, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim are open, and the only way we can remedy this is by the sound of the shofar. How could Chazal stand up and say, don't blow shofar on Shabbos? They were worried somebody might come to carry on Shabbos. An individual. In fact, there's a Mishnah in Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudalud, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, V'Shochach, if one forgot, V'Hotzis HaLulav B'Shus Rabim, and one carried the lulav, and the same would apply to shofar, Potter. You're not even chayav chasos. All right, poser means poser avaloso. You shouldn't do it. They showed siyubir shus. You're in osek b'mitzvah. Sit your osek b'mitzvah, and it's not the source of manner of meleches machsheves osra torah of doing a melacha. Therefore, you're poser. So why did Chazal do away with the mitzvah of shofar on Shabbos? First of all, our lives are in danger. All our lives are in danger. If we would only have midas adin, we would never cope. We wouldn't manage. So we need that midas rachamim. The shofar changes the midas din to the midas rachamim. And Chazal come along and says, don't blow on Shabbos. How could Chazal do that? Chazal surely were putting all our lives in danger. We could say that somebody might come to carry. Well, somebody might forget. If it's going to shul, he's not chayv in any case. So what does the Gemara say? Shema yelech eitzel boki lilmod. A person who is ignorant might find the shofar in the street. The yelech eitzel boki lilmod. He'll go to somebody to teach him how to blow. Or to the case of lulav, someone to teach him the nanuim and the brachas. The yelech daladamas b'shus harabim, and he'll carry daladamas. So there, Chazal is saying gezeiras rabo. It's not that somebody might forget on Shabbos and carry the lulav or the shofar to shul. That's not the problem. The problem is that somebody might find the shofar in the street, decide to learn how to blow it, take it to a teacher. I mean, surely this is a sfeks feicha. That he might find a shofar, that he might want to learn how to blow, and that he might then come to carry. Chazal said, nobody blows on Shabbos. Even if there's an Eruv, even if there's a Manchester Eruv, you don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. What's going on? How could Chazal make such a takona when we need that Midas Rachamim? We're not going to get the Midas Rachamim if the shofar is not sounded, and then our lives in danger. Surely that's Pikuach Nefesh, and Pikuach Nefesh is Doiches Shabbos. It sounds like an impossible question. We need that shofar in order to get the Midas Rachamim. And yet Chazal said, don't blow on Shabbos. Alright, you might say, honest Rachmana Patre, I'm honest, I can't blow because Chazal told me not to. And if I'm honest and I can't blow and I really want to blow, then I've done the mitzvah in any case. Yeah, okay, you can say that. So that might give me some comfort. But why did Chazal do what they did? And we got the right to ask about Chazal's takonas. At the end of Gemara Shabbos in the last perek, there's a question there about a takona Chazal made, and the Gemara has difficulty in coming to terms with the reason for it. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Kavod Elokim Hasner Dovor, Kavod Malachim Chaker Dovor. Now, Kavod Elokim, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives a rule. Hasner, it's hidden. We don't know the reason. But Kavod Malachim, the Malachim are Chazal. Chaker Dovor, Chakira, think about it, ask about it, question it. You've got the right to question why Chazal did what they did and to try and understand it. And believe me, when every time they gave a reason for their takonas, there were half a dozen other reasons which they didn't give, which were for that takona as well. So why did Chazal do away with Tekiyas Shofar on Shabbos? There's a Sefer Kuzari Sheni, written by a Rav David Nieser. 300 years ago, he was the Rav of the Sfardim in London. And he wrote the Sefer Kuzari Sheni, which had Haskomas from Great Gedolim, the Chidor, and the Shagas Aryeh, and others. Shagas Aryeh actually arranged for it to be reprinted when it was out of print. And in this Sefer, he says that the reason why Chazal did away with Shofar and Shabbos was for the same reason that a Chole can eat on Yom Kippur. A Chole eats on Yom Kippur, why? To save his life. He says the reason why Chazal did this was to save human life. How come? He said, because when that person finds the shofar in the street, ignorant that he might be, he's being warned, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. He's going to do it bemazed. He's going to carry that shofar or lulav on Shabbos because he wants to perform the ritual of the mitzvah, and he'll do it bemazed. And he'll do it the Eidim Bahasra, and he'll be Chayav Misa. So the reason why Chazal instituted this din not to blow shofar on Shabbos or not to bring lulav is because it's to save life. Amazing. When you just think about this mentality, because Nebuch, there are Jews nowadays, they think it's so important to get to the synagogue on Shabbos morning, they'll even drive the car. They don't realize what the malachas are involved, but they want to perform the ritual. They want to hear the sound of the shofar. They want to shake the lulav. For them, the synagogue service is so important, they'll drive miles to the shul without realizing what damage they're doing to themselves spiritually. But that is the mentality which Chazal could see, that a person will be so keen to do the ritual, even if it means breaking Shabbos, bemazed, on purpose. And that's why it was to save life. That's why Chazal instituted it. But now you can ask another question. Okay, the chances of somebody carrying that shofar in shul on Shabbos, in the street on Shabbos, one individual, two individuals, what are the statistical probabilities here? Whereas with Tekiyas Shofar for Klal Yisrael, we're talking about the whole Jewish people, we're talking about millions and millions of Yidden whose lives are in danger, and we are foregoing this change from Midas Hadin to Midas Rachamim. Okay, so Chazal instituted something to save somebody's life, an individual's life. Maybe two or three people, certainly not more than a handful. But here we're talking about the whole of Klal Yisrael, whose lives are in danger. How could Chazal do away with this great mitzvah of Tekiyas Shofar, which is a sakana if you don't do it? I found an answer in the Shemesh Shmuel, who says, what is the identity of Shabbos? The Kedusha of Shabbos we all know. But we say, Asher Kedushonu b'mitzvosov, v'rotzovonu. V'rotzovonu means we become endeared, and Hashem becomes endeared to us by keeping Shabbos. Shabbos evokes the Midas Rachamim. By keeping Shabbos, we get that extra Dveikus Takodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore by keeping Shabbos, he says we don't need the shofar to change the Midas Adin to the Midas Rachamim. Because the effect of Shabbos is Ma'ore the Rachamim. It does the job. So Shabbos is called Yom Zichron Teruah. We have in one place in the Torah, in Parshas Emor, Yom Zichron Teruah, and in another place in Pinchas it says Yom Teruah. So Chazal tell us, when you don't blow the shofar on Shabbos, it's Yom Zichron Teruah. But then, otherwise, it's Yom Teruah. And the Torah Tamimah says something very interesting. Why is it that it says Yom Zichron Teruah at the first part of the Torah with Parshas Emor, as if to say, this is the main idea, Yom Zichron Teruah, and only later on in Parshas Pinchos, which is for future Dorus, Yom Teruah. Surely it should be the other way around. The Ikka thing about Rosh Hashanah is Yom Teruah. And he says, look, whenever Pesach has it, we have this Atzbash idea that certain Yomim Tovim fall on the certain days according to Pesach. So there's the minhag on Seder night to have eggs to remind us of Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av that year falls on the same day of the week as first day Pesach. The third day of Pesach is the same day as the following Rosh Hashanah. So he says, the Torah Tzmimah says in Parshas Emor, the Bnei Yisrael came out from Mitzrayim on a Thursday. So Pesach Mitzrayim was on the fifth day of the week. We're not going to now how long will Pesach Mitzrayim last for, but the third day after that was Shabbos, which meant that the first Rosh Hashanah of Klal Yisrael was on Shabbos. And that was Rosh Hashanah, we were told Yom Zichron Teruah. He says on that first Rosh Hashanah, the shofar wasn't blown. And only later, subsequent generations, as we say in Parshas Pinchas, Yom Teruah. And according to the Yerushalmi, he says, it was never blown on Shabbos during the time of the Mikdosh. Before the Gezerah of Rabbo is described about Shem O Yelech Eitzel Boki Leumok V'Avirenu Dar Adamas V'Shusar Rabbim. Why? Because of the Kedusha of Shabbos HaKeshek HaShonim V'Mitzoy Sovarot Sovonu. That's the Shem Yishmuel, our first answer. The next answer I found in the writings of the Ostrov Tzareba, Rav Meir Michiel Halevi, Sefer Mishmeres Kohuna. He says, we really got no choice, we have to blow shofar. It's to save human lives. Einam Yisrael shum eitzah acheres neged midas hadin, other than tekiyas shofar. So he brings the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Choftes. Omer Rabbi Abahu, lama taken b'shofar shel ayil? Why do we blow the shofar of the ram? Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu tziku lefonai b'shofar shel ayil, kedei she'ezke lochem akedas Yitzchok ben Avrom. Umale ani aleichem kilu akatim atzchem lefonai. As we said before, when Hashem hears the shofar, he remembers the akedah. And we're showing the same Mesiras Nefesh as Yitzchok Avinu. By putting ourselves, he says, we're putting ourselves in a Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. By not blowing the shofar on Shabbos, we are putting our own lives in danger, because Hashem is not changing his Midas Adin to his Midas Rachamim. If we're putting our own lives in danger, why? Because we respect the Takonos of Chazal, we are putting ourselves in the same sort of Matzav as Yitzchok Avinu. And remember, Yitzchok Avinu, he didn't hear the command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avram Avinu was fulfilling the Torah Shebiksav. Yitzchok Avinu was listening like to Divrei Chazal. He was the Torah Shebal Peh. The whole Mesiras Nefesh of Yitzchok Avinu was to do what he was told by Torah Shebal Peh, by Takonos Chazal, and he was willing to give up his life. And we are doing the same thing. We are behaving just like Yitzchok Avinu did at the Akedah, by risking our lives. Why? In order to keep to Takonas Chazal. Amazing idea. We are risking ourselves in the manner that we are going to say to Hashem, okay, we're not blowing, stick to your Midas Hadin. We will go along with it because that is Takonas Chazal. And by sacrificing ourselves with that mentality, that Zechus will give us the Midas Rachamim. Just like the Akedah did. The most amazing idea from the Ostrov Tzareba. But there's another idea which I was interested to come across. We said that for every din there's lots of reasons. When Takonas Chazal was done, they gave us a din of Yom Tov Sheini Shel Golias. The second day Yom Tov. And what's the reason? Gemara in Beitza, Daf Hei, Sheshomer Oso Minag, Minag Avaseinu Biodeinu. There were problems with the announcement of Kiddush HaChodesh. Already back in the Midbar, it's written they didn't do Kiddush HaChodesh because of the clouds on an Eish, and they covered. They couldn't do Kiddush HaChodesh. When we could do Kiddush HaChodesh, the Shiluchim couldn't get word out in time for Rosh Hashanah. Sukkos, Pesach, there was already time. It was really Sukkos the Rambam enumerates because of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the Shabbos Shuva. The Shiluchim couldn't break Shabbos to go out to send out the message. Only the Eidim who saw the new moon could break Shabbos to go to the Beis Din. But once the Beis Din would announce that it's Rosh Chodesh, how would they get the word out? They couldn't do it by email or text message. And even if they did have email or text message, it was Rosh Hashanah. It was Yom Tov. So they couldn't spread word round that it was Rosh Hashanah. Hence the idea of keeping Rosh Hashanah 2 days, even in Eretz Yisroel. Chutz Laretz, we keep the second day, Minag Abuseinu B'Yodeinu. But Rosh Hashanah has the significance, we call it Yom HaRichto, that we have 2 days, even though the Torah says you only keep 1 day. So what idea comes out from this? The second day Rosh Hashanah, what status is it? Is it simply a Din D'Rabbanon? Or is it a Sofek? Sofek Yom Tov, Sofek She'ena Yom Tov? There's these Dinim, Amerif Tafshilin. If it's Yom Tov today, then it's Yom Tov tomorrow, Friday. If it's not Yom Tov today, then I can make Marif Tafshilin and tomorrow. Yeah, you can make it tonight. Because it's as if it's a Sofek. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we use the Din of Svek Sofek and Svek Sveka, even though it's a Din D'Rabbanon. But Rosh Hashanah, 2 days, Yom HaRichto, then it's questionable whether you can do these sorts of tonight. But what is that status? On second day Rosh Hashanah, we say, Yom Haras Olam, Hinei Yom Hadin. Today is Yom Hadin. What does it mean? Well, surely we should simply be saying, today is Yom Tov Sheni. We keep it because there was Sofek, because the Beis Din, and they couldn't get the word out with the Shaluchim, so therefore we keep another day. That's the halachic reason. But there are other reasons for Takonas Chazal, which we're not always readily told. Because Rav Dessler says in Chelek Beis of his Michtav Meliyahu, he brings down the Zohar in Parshas Pinchas. He says, why do we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Because the first day is called Dino Kashya, the Midas Hadin. The second day is called Dino Rafio, the softer day, the Midas Rachamim. Namely, if you don't succeed with your judgment that the exam that you take before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the first day Rosh Hashanah, then you get another chance and a better chance on the second day Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because the second day Rosh Hashanah is Midas Rachamim. The first day was Midas Hadin. And this is reflected, says the Meshech Chochem and the Merv HaShemesh, in the Kriyas HaTorah that we do on Rosh Hashanah. Because on the first day, we read about the birth of Yitzchok. Yitzchok represented Din. But the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read about the Akedah, which represents Hashem's Midas Rachamim. So we've got an interesting contrast between the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and how does this relate then to our question? Can it really be that Chazal gave us that Midas Rachamim on the second day? And remember that even if Shabbos falls on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, we've always got Shofar being blown on the second day. Second day never falls on Shabbos. Lo Adu Rosh. So this is a most beautiful and amazing insight in what the Takon of Chazal was about. We'll do away with Shofar on Shabbos. We want to send through a lesson about Shmir Shabbos. Don't drive your cars to shul on Shabbos in order to perform the ritual. That's important. All right, you're worried about Tekiyas Shofar. You're worried about Midas Rachamim not coming about, and you'll only get Midas Din. Ah, yeah, but you've got the second day. When you are blowing the Shofar, and Hashem is listening to the Shofar on the second day, and Hashem is judging us on the second day, Hinei Yom HaDin, Hayom HaRasolom. Amazing. Can it really be that Chazal, who organized the calendar, have directed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge us in 2 days rather than 1 day? When the angels ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when is Yom HaDin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ask the Beis Din Shel Matah. They fix it. We fix our own day of judgment by the virtue of Kiddush HaChodesh. We decide when Yom HaDin is. And Chazal have also decided that Rosh Hashanah is 2 days instead of 1 day. We fix our trial date. So Rav Simcha Zissel Brody writes that if we do teshuva on the first day, fine, you get a good decree then by the second day. There's no need to wait for Yom Kippur, so to speak, because one can change the verdict of the first day on the second day, because you're getting the Midas Rachamim. An amazing, beautiful thing about Yom Tov Sheni. And this is brought down in Halacha by the Matei Ephraim, who normally just gives Halacha, but he says, there are those who are judged on the first day, and others on whom Hashem has Rachmonas, he judges on the second day. Tov Kuf Pei Beis Kaf Ches V'yesh Bnei Adam Shenidonim B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Aleph Shu Din Kosher. That's the hard one. V'yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachim Aleihem Nidonu B'yom Sheni. The Hashem shows His Rachmanus on the second day, and that's why we're blowing the shofar on the second day. So we're not doing away with the Midas Adim, but we're getting the Midas Rachamim. And Rav Dessler says something. He says something even more amazing. He says, and the Ma'atim Uzmanim says this as well. He says that Hashem deliberately manipulates the appearance of the new moon to enable Klal Yisrael to make a second day Rosh Hashanah. Because the Edim have to look at the new moon and decide and go to Beis Din, but if they can't see it because it's cloudy, they can't go to Beis Din. So what does Hashem do? He deliberately obscures the appearance of the moon. Dafka said that there will be a second day. Why? In order that he can exercise his Midas Rachamim on the second day Rosh Hashanah. In order that he can hear Tekiyas Shofar on the second day Rosh Hashanah. Amazing. And the Bnei Yisoschar writes in Tishri Maima Beis, he says, at the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, if we did keep one day, we were on a high madrega then. We could manage. We could do the tikkun in one day. But now we got less strength in Golus, so we need that second day Rosh Hashanah. That second day saves us. And that's why we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael as well. And when you think about it, the Abikosim, the Reform, what do? They do away with the second day Rosh Hashanah. They say, oh, it's not relevant. And they don't realize what they're losing out on. The Ikar day of Rosh Hashanah to get that Midas Rachamim, and believe me, they need it more than everybody else does. They're losing out. They're doing away with the second day Rosh Hashanah. Dafka when Hashem is giving His Midas Rachamim instead of His Midas Adim. So we asked our question, how could Chazal cancel the shofar? How could they do this when lives are at stake? To do away with the shofar completely? Shecholios b'Shabbos. So we don't lose out. We gave 3 answers. Number 1, Kedusha Shabbos, Asher Kedushon b'mitzvoy sovarot sovonu. Hashem gives us Midas Rachamim when we keep Shabbos in any case. Number 2, the Ostrov Tzareva said that the Mesiras Nefesh we go through by listening to Takonos Chazal and treating it with such importance, that in itself evokes the Midas Rachamim. And thirdly, the deference to Chazal about the din of Yom Tov Sheni, that if we keep the Takonos Chazal, and those of Sumen Adavar Shia Gidul Chayim Min Asmal, even if they tell you that right is left and left is right, nevertheless, by keeping to Takonos Chazal of Yom Tov Sheni, that too gives you the Midas Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which you will exercise in any case by virtue of the actions of the Beis Din. That we should all be zeicher to the Midas Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it should be a shnas, good of Yeshua, a ksiva chsima tova. Send this up.